21st hour, reflections and practices. Jesus forgives the good thief, and with so much love as to bring him immediately to paradise with himself. And we, do we pray always for the souls of the so many dying who need a prayer, so that hell may be closed to them and the gates of heaven be opened? The pains of Jesus on the cross increase, but forgetful of himself, he always prays for us. He leaves nothing for himself, giving everything to us, even his most holy mother, offering her as the dearest gift from his heart. And we, do we give everything to Jesus? In all that we do, prayers, actions, and other things, do we always have the intention of absorbing new love within ourselves, so as to give everything back to him? We must absorb it in order to give it, so that everything we do may carry the seal of the works of Jesus. When the Lord gives us fervor, light, and love, do we use them for the good of others? Do we try to enclose souls in this light and in this fervor, so as to move the heart of Jesus to convert them? Or do we selfishly keep his graces for ourselves alone? O my Jesus, may every little spark of love that I feel in my heart become a fire which may consume all the hearts of creatures and enclose them in your heart. What use do we make of the great gift of his mama, whom he gave to us? Do we make the love of Jesus, the tendernesses of Jesus, and all that Jesus did our own, so as to make his mama content? Can we say that our Divine Mother finds in us the contentment that she found in Jesus? Are we always close to her as faithful children? Do we obey her and imitate her virtues? Do we try every way in order not to escape from her maternal gaze, so that she may keep us always clinging to Jesus? In everything we do we always call the gazes of the Celestial Mother to guide us, so as to be able to act in a saintly way, as true children of hers, under her compassionate gaze? In order to give her the same contentment as her Son gave to her, let us ask from Jesus all the love that he had for his most holy mother, the glory that he continuously gave her, his tenderness and all his finesses of love. Let us make all this our own, and let us say to the Celestial Mama, we have Jesus in ourselves, and in order to make you content, so that you may find in us all that you found in Jesus, we give everything to you. Moreover, beautiful Mama, we also want to give to Jesus all the contentments that he found in you. Therefore, we want to enter into your heart and take all your love, all your contentments, all your tendernesses and maternal cares, and give them all to Jesus. Our Mama, may your maternal hands be the sweet chains which keep us bound to you and to Jesus. Jesus does not spare himself in anything. Loving us with highest love, he would want to save us all, and if it were possible, snatch all souls from hell, even at the cost of suffering all of their pains. In spite of this, he sees that, through continual strain, the souls want to free themselves from his arms, and, unable to contain his pain, he cries out, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" And we, can we say that our love for souls is similar to that of Jesus? Are our prayers, our pains, and all of our most tiny acts united to the acts and to the prayers of Jesus in order to snatch souls from hell? How do we compassionate Jesus in his immense sorrow? If our life could be consumed in a continuous holocaust, it would not be enough to compassionate this sorrow. Every little act, suffering, and thought that we do united to Jesus can be used to grab souls so that they may not fall into hell. United with Jesus, we will have his own power in our hands. But if we do not do our acts united with Jesus, they will not serve to prevent even one soul from going to hell. My love and my all, hold me tightly to your heart, so that I may feel immediately how much the sinner saddens you in detaching himself from you, and therefore be able to do my part immediately. O my Jesus, may your love bind my heart, so that, burned by your fire, I may feel the love that you yourself had for souls. When I suffer sorrows, pains, and bitternesses, then pour out your justice upon me, O Jesus, and take the satisfaction you want. But may the sinner be saved, O Jesus. May my pains be the bond which binds you and the sinner. And may my soul receive the consolation of seeing your justice satisfied.